study Zion, Sefiut Zion. Okay. Mishol Yolo Paris and Muf Kodim, Birakaris, Ruchaikim Imenu. See, the owner of these items had these items as a Bikodim in a different city, which is outside of the Tchum. He did not make an Eruve Tchumen, which will allow him to go from city A to city B, and his parents are in city B. But the people where his items are did make an Eruv to come to this city. So can they bring those Paris along for him? So where did his Paris get the din of Tchum? So his Paris are outside of Tchum. So Allah is, just the same way, if he goes outside of Tchum, he can't move. His Paris can't move either. So they can't say, listen, we're going to do you a favor and bring your Paris from city B to city A, when his Paris in city B can't move because they're beyond his Tchum. Lo yaviyo lo mi Parisov. She Parisov kamoyu. The fruits are like him, which means he can't move outside of the Tchum and they can't move either. Now, there's a law. They're in the Shomrim. So we had before, there is a concept where the person who's in charge of it, taking care of it, gets the Tchum of the one who's taking care of it, not the owner. So, what about over here? So he says like this. So I'll tell you like this. There's two scenarios where I could put an item by you for safekeeping. One is right. So I put it in the corner, and you say, you know, hey, you know, I tell you, you know, put it in the corner and leave it there. So basically, what I'm really saying, I'm not really taking full responsibility. I'm saying, I'll give you a corner. It's your corner. So then it's your payers. But if I say I'm taking responsibility, put it in my house, I'll take care of it. So now I'm responsible. Then it gets my tchum. So then I can carry it wherever I want. That's the worm because shechalam karens over. They designated a corner. So I, as a person, basically saying, I'm not in charge. Just put it in the corner. If he didn't designate a corner, which means, but rather the shomer took responsibility for it, then they get the tchum of the person where it's staying by, and he can carry it wherever he wants. Okay, so cotton man. He didn't make it Ruvit Chumas. He's not going anywhere. So therefore, they can't go. The fruits can't go anywhere either. That's only because Yechalim Karen Zob. I'm not taking responsibility. I'm sort of lending you my house. Here's the house. You know, put it somewhere. I'm not committing to any responsibility of watching it. Something happened, I'm not responsible. I'm not a shomer. I'm allowing you to use my house. Therefore, they are still in the rishus of the real owner. But over there, the more it goes to the scenarios in the Shulchan Aruch passes, then when different ways that the person says, or where the person is saying, I'm not being responsible to have it in Shmir, Shomer, not a Shomer, I'm allowing you to put it here. So any of those cases, the Rishos Bayis. But if Layichalim Bayis, Karen, Zobis, Ella, Kiblon Tachas Rishosai. Yeah. But rather, the one who's receiving it accept the responsibility. He's responsible for it. They follow his So now it'll work to his benefit or detriment. If they didn't make an Eruv and he did, he can't get his fruits because his fruits now are by the Shomer. And if they did make an Eruv, even if he made an Eruv, it won't work if they didn't make an Eruv. Now, this is all talking about he put them there, and then a Yom Tov, he decides he wants to get them, etc. We said before, if I'm planning to return them to you, the Shomer was made up that he's supposed to return them on Yom Tov. So that's like the case of the borrower is supposed to return the borrowed item, which also goes with the tchum of the owner, not of the borrower. So over here, it'll go with the tchum of the owner, not the shomer. So then it would be rishus b'ayil. So that would be the same thing as before. Okay. Yurches. Yishizim and etzli orachim b'yomtiv. So I invite a guest in yomtiv. And now we finish the meal, they want to take some of the food home. But they can't take portions back beyond where the owner of the meal would be allowed to walk. Unless before Yom Tov, the owner of the meal did a kinyan with somebody else for these guests who are going to come. So now it belongs to the guests at the beginning of Yom Tov. Whoever gets their tchum, not his tchum. Otherwise they get his tchum and they can't change the middle of Yom Tov. Okay, we should bring Mem Dalet, Mem Yom Tov. Well, then he's going to be Yom Tov, or he invited them before Yom Tov. Because Shal Zichem Lehem, as long as he's not actually made a kinyan with them, kinyan for them, before Yom Tov, Rehem Rishis Baal HaSuda, they belong to the owner of the Suda. Shekana Shvisa Etzloi, Kimisayim Elim Kein Zichem. So, now, here's an interesting thing. We said before, the case where it's Reuven's item, Shimon's going to borrow it. If they met up before Yom Tov, it's Rishus Shimon, Elul Shimon, and Mekakinya. So here, it seems to be the same case. They met up before Yom Tov, I'm going to invite you. And we're saying that on Yom Tov, it's not in the Rishus of the guest, it's the Rishus of the host. Whereas in the case of the Shoyol, it's not a Rishus of the owner, it's a Rishus of the Shoyol, even though he didn't take it till actually on Yom Tov. So what's the difference? So the case of the Shoyol, they specifically discussed this item. I want to borrow X, and I arranged where I'm going to borrow X, and he said I could borrow X, and so it's even though I didn't do a kinyan, it's called to my rishos. I watched this, okay, I'm expecting hamburgers, I mean, we didn't discuss the meal, we didn't arrange, I'm getting meal, he said, I'm coming to your house to eat. So you can't take out a schus in the items and the items of the meal, that wasn't part of the discussion. Okay. Shin Sadi Ches. So now, Shin Sadi Ches is a fascinating simon. Basically gives us our pictures of how we're supposed to picture the city, the edges of the city, and calculate your tchum from that point and onwards. So there's a lot of different scenarios which come up. So we know you get 2,000 amas in all directions, and you gain the corners. So the person would want to stand in the northeast corner and walk northeast, he'll walk more than 2,000 amas. He'll be able to walk actually 2,800 amas, right? 1.4. Now that's if it's because you draw you get the hypotenuse. You go north, you go east, and you go northeast all the way to the corner. So that corner is the hypotenuse of a triangle of 2,000 by 2,000. And that's 1.4. Okay, now, that's what's a perfect square. What about some other shapes? So, how do you calculate your tchum? So, the first case is a bar lindo elpaim amas shel tchum here. We're coming to calculate the tchum of the city. Where you count your 2,000 amas from. And what you say, ir arichok tana, ishay murubas. If the city was long and narrow, instead of being a square, it was long and narrow. Or it was a square, but that square wasn't according to the directions, the standard directions of northeast, south, and west. It was more like a diamond. If you picture it vis-a-vis north and south, it was like a diamond. So how do we calculate your tchum? So halacha is, we say, it has four clear corners, shavas, which are basically straight. So we calculate the 2,000 amas directly out from the sides, leaving the sides as is. So my shape of my city is like this, square this way and this way, 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas. It's a diamond, 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas, Right. I just do everything the way I'm supposed to. Okay? No changes the way you would picture to do it.
The sides of all these squares have to be along the east-west axis or north-south?
No, well, so we're going to say like this. We're going to say, the reason why, right now the answer is no. I mean, dealing with something which is a square or rectangle shape, the answer is no. We start dealing with other shapes, so there's a halacha called ribua, which the shape of the city is like this, so you make a square around the city, and then you calculate your 2,000
miles. Then you have a choice.
Then you have to do it by Ruchus Ha'el.
Right, but if it starts off as a square.
If it starts off as a square, then there's not a choice. I mean, either way you have a choice. Both, either you're going to go with the edges of the city as is, or you're going to go with Ruchus Ha'el. You don't have a choice, depending on the case.
So what you're saying is that even if it's a square, it's the orientation that is going to be the determining factor.
No.
Oh, that's a square.
Here they're drawing it around.
I'm saying that it's like this.
Like a diamond is a square.
Say, over here in this situation, you would count 2,000 amas this way, this way. You would ignore the...
Right. Fine, so the orientation does not count.
Correct. In a case where the city is circular, we're going to draw a square around the city, and then this is always calculated according to mm-hmm. the orientation of the four directions of the world. Mm-hmm. But in a case where it's already a square, we ignore that. So then over here, we're just going to just 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas, and that's all we care about. That's the easy one. Its north side is not really directly north. So there, it's at an angle. So since it has four equal sides, in case where one side is wider than the other, one side of the town is more populated and it extends further than the other side, it doesn't have equal sides, that's not a rectangle really. So over there we're going to create a square for the city and then measure from there. But this case where everything is it's equal sides, it can be a rectangle being a square, but the sides remain constant. So we just use the tchum as is. Kamashihi. Hanabai Richa Katino Emasibin al Rochbal Hashvesalor. We don't extend the narrow side to make it as a square, we leave it as a rectangle. Or in a case where it's four sides, it's a square, but it's a four sided square, but it's not directed, the north side isn't north. We don't create a square around it and then extend it, but rather we deal with it as it is. Okay, so that case is easy. Base, Hoysa Agula. City was round. So I saw Zobios, we create corners. Verno saw Kilo He Besach Hamaruba. We deal with the city as if it's inside a square. Murin Chutz Mitzalos Oysa Maruba Alpaim Amalacharuch. We measure the 2,000 Amis from the edges of that square which we created around the circle. He's going to gain the corners where there was no population. It's not a city. And he's going to gain those extra corners. He's able to count, make a tchum from those corners. The extra distance to the square. So the city was triangular. Or it was multi-sided. It was octagonal. So we first make a square, and then we calculate the 2,000 amas from the edges of the square. Okay.
What happens if the city is next to the water? Theoretically, could you go 2,000 amas into the water?
Yeah.
A boat and.
Theoretically, I mean, you have problems with the lochos of traveling on boats and Shabbos and Yom Tov, but theoretically you can go. Mm-hmm. If you have a very wide river, I mean, halacha is you're allowed to go across the river, and, you're allowed to walk across the river in Tzarek Mitzvah.
If that's so deep.
It wouldn't be so deep, so you're allowed to walk across, but you would have it in a tchum. I mean, the case that you deal with nowadays, you know, person is in Manhattan wants to travel to Brooklyn on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So over the bridge is more than 4,000 amos.
Right. So how do we do it?
You can't. You have a problem unless there's a place where they're close enough. It's more you can't. The Arab is not going to work. It won't get you far enough. So there's an argument. Well, there's an argument that we'll discuss. There's a discussion whether bridges are considered a place of being populated. If they are, then the bridge is considered.
But I know people have done it.
Yeah.
I mean, the people went in New York. They went from Manhattan to Brooklyn all the time.
Right. So depending depending which bridges, I think not all the bridges have the same distance.
And those bridges that they used, it was.
Well, again,
I
don't care how long. I care where the water starts.
Yeah, the water's about the same. I don't think it's significantly different. They're all pretty. Like the.
So then they're going to
have. Manhattan and Williamsburg, they're not that far from each other.
I think it's probably more than. Maybe it's not. 4,000 amos is 8,000. Let's say 8,000 feet. That's a mile. It's over. It's like a mile and a half. What is a mile and a half? The bridge is down a mile and a half long.
Now you're talking about.
You have to make an Eruv with Kuman.
You're talking about the part that's over the water or the
over the
bridge.
Water.
The part that says just the water part.
Right. So we listen to that. Okay, Mishabura. Hey. Mishaleshes Marabin himself. Shemoshkan Haribu Alahashvat Tzadakotzik Fi Erk Tzadahar.
And see, to me, like I just found this out recently. I thought if it's a city, I thought that you build from the edge of the city, whatever the city is. The city in New York City has five boroughs in it. It's all part of the city.
The definition of city does not really depend on the municipality's definition of it. It depends on what halacha would define it. So it depends. If you have an area of the city where there's nobody, it's not populated at all. Nobody's living there. So theoretically,
what about all the boats that are going in the water? Do they count? Well, there's people. There's boats.
Nobody lives there.
If they don't live there, but they go around there.
A person would anchor his boat there all the time and live on a houseboat. Might be a different story, but otherwise.
So it has to be a marriage that they live there.
They live there. It's made for living. So much how Rabu Lahashat Sada Kotzer Kafi Aruch Sada Aruch. So in a case where it's a triangle, so so in a case where if you have a case of the triangle where here's north, but the city was like populated over here, so you would first create this area, which is not, there's no houses here, but you make that all part of the city, you make yourself a square, and then you count from there. So Shabbos, it has many different sides. Shisha Zobius, it's six sided, or Shemun, it's eight sided. What is it? Not a hexagon, it's five. Sexagon, right? What does it go? Septagon is
six. Hexagon.
Six is a hexagon. Hexagon, okay, thank you. Pentagon is probably. I should know that, right? Shmona is octagon. Moshenachut l'rabba kenegan amakarmus hayosim rechavim bo. So we take the widest sides, we create the square based on that, and then from there we calculate 2,000 amas. Then you calculate the 2,000 amas from the edge of the square. Zot mechaber and gimbal, kashahum and rabba. We make this square, rabba beribua ha'olam. We do it based on the directions of the world. So you have to make your north side. So you might have a situation where it's lopsided. I think I have a picture over here.
Excuse me. Is this a misprint?
Yeah.
What?
Is this a misprint? Should this be here, further up? Why does it come down here?
I think it should come all the way down.
Really? Why?
It should come all the way down. You're right, it's a misprint. Here.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be a square if it comes all the way. it has to be a perfect square, right? So even if it doesn't come down, it has to be a square.
No.
It could be a rectangle.
Well, we took care of squares.
Yeah, but we took care of the rectangle.
Here it is. So if you want to make it Libua, if you have your city like this, so okay, let's make this. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sides. They're not equal sides. Mm-hmm. So I would like to make my square like this. This house ends up being inside of the tzum. Make the square based on directly north. So this side won't be the side we're going to make. I'm going to make it like this. So this house is outside of the tzum. So depending on how you have the shape, we have to do it according to directly north. So, you know, south, east, west. So that's what he's saying over here, that you make your picture the according to Ruch Hazara.
So what's the picture on the right? They made the
picture we'd want to make it according to. I have houses all the way till here.
Right.
So this will, I'll make this my one side.
Okay.
And do it like that. That would be the most, you know, be first.
I thought it has to be according to the Ruch Hazara.
That's what I'm saying. We don't do that. We do it according to Ruch Hazara. Okay. This is not what we do. We do this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the Kiddush. The point is, I mean, that makes a difference. Of, you know,
how you, this poor guy is stuck.
The guy is stuck over here.
But in Sifalov, where it was square, the orientation did not count.
Correct. Well, you're not doing a Maisa Ribua, so then we just do it based on what it is. When you're doing a Maisa Ribua, Ribua is always the Ruch Hazara. Once we have to create a square
around it.
We create around it. Okay. So you can't do it the way you want. You have to do it according to Ruch Hazalim. Then you count your 2,000 amas from there. Okay. Dalad. So the city became was wider on one end of the city, and more narrow on the other side. So we extend the city and make it all as wide as. So if you say on the west side of the city, the length of the city is 5,000 amas from north to south, where it's populated, and the east side is only 3,000 amas. You're going to make an equivalent area on the east side will do 5,000 amas, and we look at it as if that's all populated. You calculate your 2,000 amas from there. Hoisesukim in Gam, it's made like the letter Gamma, which is for office a Chof Sofis. So it's at a right angle to itself. Part of the city is bent. A Kakeshes are like a bow. So the city is shaped like this. Like the curve of a bow. So now what do we do? So those are two interesting questions, right? So I have my city that it goes this way and it goes this way, or my city goes like this. So where do I calculate my 2,000 amas from? How do I make my area that I'm working from? So what's the status of this, the whole inside of the curve? What's the status of the whole inside of the curve over here? How do I deal with it? So that's what he's going to deal with.
How many feet did you say that?
I gave an example. It wasn't no halacha significance of the numbers that I gave.
No, I don't mean that. I was talking about the East River. How many? You said 2,000 amas. How many feet did you say that?
2,000 amas is 4,000 feet. That's a cool one.
Then explains it. He says the width of the East River is 23 feet.
23
feet? 23
feet?
The depth?
No.
That's what
it's
saying.
The depth.
No. Maybe the depth?
The depth.
It says width. It says the width is 23 feet.
Okay.
No.
It sounds too small.
Depends. Okay. So what do we do with that the middle area which is not populated? So we say like this. Im yesh ben shnei rosheha pochos me arba alofim ama. So if the distance from the two edges, from this Rosh to this Rosh, these are the two Roshes of the city. So from here to here is less than 4,000 amos. This area is less than 4,000 amos, this distance. So then, we measure from the yes. So if you picture your bow, so the bow is bent, and the string is called the yeser. So if this would be the bow, this would be where the string is. So we measure, if this is less than 4,000 amos, we measure everything from here. We look at it as if this whole area is full, and you measure 2,000 amos from here. So the guy who lives here walks all the way to here before he starts counting anything of his home.
Why can't we just build a square around that one, like you did with the others?
Okay, see, all the other cases, the city was, that's what I'm looking for. It's contiguous over here also, but it was one unit. Over here, the problem is the city is sort of reflecting back on itself.
Okay.
This part of the city is looking at this part of the city and saying, "Are we one? Are we connected or not?"
Well, one way they're connected. You walk through the bow, you're connected.
So that's true. There's no shadow. A person would be allowed to walk from here till here and then continue 2,000 amos. Question is, can he walk through here 2,000 amos over here?
Well, if we were okay to build that square around it, everything would be good.
Right, but the problem with building a square...
All of a sudden now, you're saying that we can't build that square that would right. Worked out so well with the others.
See, here you can go from any point to any other point, and you're staying in the city. You're not going
correct.
An inhabited area. That's the difference between this and this.
Right.
You can't go from any point to any other point. You're crossing no man's land.
You could go through the city.
No,
I understand, but if I want to look at this area as part of the city, really, this is not part of the city. So I have in the city, I have a gap.
Yeah.
So I have to figure out if it's called a gap in the city.
So here, you have to pass through an inhabited area to go from any point to any other point. Here, there's a way not to go.
Yeah. So, how do I look at a gap?
What's the math term for that?
Well, convex.
Convex.
Right. But why isn't this the same problem?
It is. We'll see.
Uh-huh. One picture of that.
Okay. So if it's less than 4,000 amas, we measure from the yeser, which means from the string. Rorenus kol ha-roichav shebein ha-yeser ba-keshes kila hi-humoli batim. We look at that whole area in the middle, as it would be full, there would be houses there, would be inhabited. V'hoya ben shnei roshel arba alofim. If, however, the distance from one end of the bow to the other end of the bow is more than 4,000 amos. And what are element of caches? Then you measure from the bow part, which means you measure your 2,000 amos from here. Not from here. Now we're also going to have a condition, which that the Mishnah Berurah is going to add. This only works if from here to here is less than 2,000 amos. So the point is that a person could really walk from here to here or from here to here with based on the regular halacha. Before we add any fancy things, you really could walk from one side to the other. I could put any route and walk from all the way across. So we look at, okay, this is all part of one area. Or I can walk from here to here because less than 2,000 amos. But if I can't do that, so then already this is then it's in separate units. And this, even though they're contiguous over here, but visibly here to here, it's like there's a gap, and we have to measure from here.
Did we ever discuss it if the city looked like two keshes is facing each other? In other words, it would be the city was like a circle with space in the middle of the circle. Like, just imagine the keshes
right.
The flip side. It was just like one, like an O, like a letter O.
So the case which they're going to deal with, is you have a city like this.
Okay. Or, the inside is empty, you mean?
Right. So, one which it actually goes through, and one which the whole inside is empty, it's a square, but the second one would be a circle.
Well, this one's a real problem because you can't get
right.
from one side
right.
to the other without,
right. so,
without we'll, going through.
Right, so we'll get there.
All
right. I told you the exciting thing.
Right. What?
I told you this an exciting sin. Now, comes a Rambam. V'yesh armrim.
In geometry.
V'yesh armrim. So now, the Mechaber is telling me this. I look at this edge and this edge, and say, that was more than 4,000 amas, this whole thing is now ignored. Cousin Ramah says, one second. Well, but at some point along, maybe, let's say this is 5,000 amas. But somewhere as you go along, from here to here, is only 4,000 amas. So Ramah says, that area in between we're going to count is built in. So I don't have to look at the final edge here and here. I could look here and here and say, that's 4,000 amas, and I'll fill that in and count 2,000 amas from there. So the last part, in economy, is not, you know, but as far as I can go, I can go. I don't lose that source. That's where you start measuring from, where it gets to the point where it's not 4,000 ounces. So Mishra Moses like this. If I would have the curvature was very small. So it was less than 2,000 amas, but it was more than 4,000 amas wide, but it was less than 2,000 amas this way. So it wasn't a very, very sharp curve. It was a very, 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 very wide, but this was less than 2,000 amas. So all of this area is within 2,000 amas. So then I always count, measure from here. And the Ramah says, yeah. Let's see what time is it. 9:05. Okay. Let's hold it here. We'll hold the Mishnah Berurah here. So we have the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Dalet.
Go ahead.
You're trying to figure that out still?
It's
from Brooklyn?
Yeah.